Hello, it's Angel. I apologize while I'm recording this. I'm under the weather, so I have a bit of a head cold. So if I sound funny, that is why. Today is pillow talk. I wanted to talk about fairy tales. And I wanted to start off with a poem by Sylvia Plath called Cinderella. The prince leans in to the girl in scarlet heels, her green eyes slant, hair flaring in a fan of silver as the rondo slows. Now reels begin on tilted violins to span. The whole revolving tall glass palace hall where guests lithe gliding into light like wine. Rose candles flicker on the lilac walls reflecting in a million flagons shine, and glided couples, all in whirling trance, follow holiday revel begun long since. Until near 12, the strange girl all at once guilt-stricken halts, pales, clings to the prince, as amid the hectic music and cocktail talk, she hears the caustic ticking of the clock. So, not that horrible for Sylvia Plath, if you know anything about her. She didn't write all horribly depressing things. Although, I guess if you're Cinderella clinging to the prince, that is a pretty horrible feeling. But what's that awful saying that people use at the most inopportune times? It's better than to love, than to have lost, than to never have loved at all. Seems like when someone pulls that one out, it's like the worst freaking time to use it. So bad. There's going to be a lot of rambling in this, this pillow talk because I just, I've lost my organization skills. I don't know where they went. I've sent out a search party. Hopefully they find it soon. I do have a tiara on right now while I'm recording this because it is fairy tales. I'm a grown woman. I'm aware of this. I even have my fairy princess magic wand here, which I'm going to play for you. Just once. Just to make you laugh. I don't actually carry this around with me or anything. It just sits on my desk, but it was appropriate for fairy tale talk. Anyways, so I wanted to start. Well, you guys, I think if you've listened to me before, if you haven't, then you'll learn something new about me. I love Disney. I'm a huge Disney fan. I grew up on it, obviously, and, well, I don't know why that would be obvious, but yes, I love it. there's this argument that people have, and different people have different beliefs, I understand, on fairy tales being harmful to children. And they feel that, it's unrealistic. Some people feel that there's no lessons really to be learned, or, that not the good doesn't always win, that, there isn't always a happily ever after, those kind of things. And I'm sure there's tons of stuff, I don't want to focus on the bad, though. So, I think with fairy tales, I love them because they really let your imagination go. I never lost my imagination. I'm so grateful for that. So many adults do. And, I mean, I guess it's really not necessary for some people in their life. It's incredibly necessary for me to get through my day, typically. Not just because I'm a creative person, but I really cling to my daydreams as, like, my therapy, like, my happy place. I work out, I have friends, I do a lot of other things. But usually if something is just shitty going on in my life, my imagination is kind of where I resort to and just kind of, get lost in reading or writing or fantasizing. Obviously, fantasizing's probably one of my favorites, but I do just like to daydream, and I learned those skills very young from watching and reading and learning about fairy tales. I don't see the harm in stories that have happy endings. I don't see the harm in believing, even in the darkest, worst times, good things can still come and happen, and that happily ever after is possible, even if you've been through the worst, at any age, at any time in your life. I feel like there's no harm in still believing that, you can have that, good outcome. I know the world beats us up. Life, is shitty. I understand. Totally get it. But, bad things are gonna happen to us regardless. But if you hope for the best, yeah, you might be let down, but at least you weren't worrying the whole time, because that's not healthy. I might have said this before. In college, I would take these classes of creative writing and writing, blah blah blah. And this one professor gave me the worst time ever, because he's like, "You do not write conflict. You write terrible conflict. There needs to be conflict." And I'm like, "No." There doesn't. This can still be a good story without the conflict. And obviously you do need something. It can't be all perfect. But it's always been a challenge for me. I think that's why I cling so much to fairy tales and to happily ever afters and to erotica in general and romance and sex, because and there's always gonna be a happy ending when it comes to sex. Well, hopefully, if you're doing it right. But it just, I don't know. I have trouble with conflict. A funny or fun fact about Disney, Walt Disney, the man. When he was really stressed, he would take his characters like Mickey and Minnie. And he would, and other characters, who knows what other characters he had floating on in his head, and he would draw them in X-rated scenes when he was really stressed. Now, come on, that's hilarious. I love that fact. It's also horrifying, I guess, depending on how much you love Disney. I have a very good sense of humor, so I can handle it. But with fairy tales, and Disney, obviously Disney puts their own spin on things, and everyone has a different feeling about that. I don't have a problem with Disney, taking fairy tales and switching them and making them a little bit happier, a little bit more upbeat. Obviously, when they take true events and change them, that's, really not okay. But for the fairy tale world, it's totally fine. I don't see a problem with people change stories all the time and put their own spin on them. If they didn't, we probably wouldn't have any stories at this point in time. Anything new. Anyways, my first dose of reality as a young little girl, I was sitting in my parents' home. In my home, in front of the television, watching Cinderella, the Disney version cartoon Cinderella. And at that moment, this is a really early memory of mine, but I remember it like it just happened. And at that moment, it clicked what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I got up and walked into the kitchen. My mom was washing dishes. I told my mother that I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to be Cinderella. You know, it's a great gig. She marries the Prince Charming. She gets to live in the beautiful palace. It makes perfect sense. And I remember my mother kneeling down and telling me that Cinderella wasn't real. And then came the imagination, what's real and what's not real talk. Rocked my world as a little girl. And so, I don't remember how I reacted, but I don't believe that I reacted well to the news. I was never, as a little girl, I was never called princess. I was never, like, my parents didn't do that. Actually, as an adult is when I kind of got my, like, the whole princess thought and being called a princess. And in reality, what that means to me in real life, I know it's absolutely ridiculous. I kind of feel dumb even at times, like, saying I'm a little princess. I don't want to say I'm too smart for that. I'm too mature for that. I don't know. As I sit here wearing a sparkly tiara with a gold fairy princess wand across from me. But in reality, I would never, like, require a boyfriend to call me princess. If they wanted to, it's one thing, obviously. I think it's just a nice idea to be cherished. And I just think it's a really, I don't know, it's really cute. It's just a kind of warmed my heart phrase. I think everybody has, you know, pet names are horrible. But when the right person is using them, I'm all against pet names in a relationship. I think I've talked about that in the past. Pillow talk, but when you're in the relationship, when you're with the person, you know, that you really are into and really care about, really love, however, it's really okay that they call you that. Like, it's just that moment of, damn it, I've got it bad for you because it was okay to me that you called me that, and normally that wouldn't fly with anyone else. You know, that kind of thing. Anyways, so being a princess is really a stretch in real life. But I guess there's moments where you just, well, I shouldn't say you, I'm talking about myself, just want to be cherished, just want to be thought of as this beautiful little, you know, bundle of glitter and happiness for you in your life. I don't know, I don't know if that makes any sense at all. That's just my thoughts. I get into this discussion quite often with people. Because I do like the idea of being rescued and having a Prince Charming come and rescue me. There's a saying that I love. It's so funny. It's forget about the Prince Charming. Instead, find a big bad wolf that can see you better, that can hear you better, and that can eat you better. No, that's from Little Red Riding Hood, if you didn't know where that was from. No. Yes. Yes, it is. Sorry, blanked out for a second. I was like, there's a big bad wolf in the Three Little Pigs, too. Anyways, total tangent there. I do love the idea of being rescued by my Prince Charming, whoever he may be. And I mean, I hope that it's clear that I'm obviously far from a damsel in distress kind of girl, woman, whatever you want. I always call myself a girl. I don't know why. I'm an adult. I guess I should be calling myself a woman, but I always call myself a girl. I don't know why. Anyways, maybe I'll just transition from girl up until I'm like in my 50s and then just be called like an old lady. I don't know, or 60s or 70s, whatever. Whatever your definition of old is. But anyways, people kind of like make me feel bad because they're like, you know, you want to be rescued. You want, you know, it's, you know, looked down upon. I'm supposed to be strong and independent. Of course I am, but, what person doesn't want to be, rescued, even if nothing's wrong? You just want that companionship. There's a quote from the book Choke, and it's kind of perfect for how I feel. I just want one person I can rescue, and I want one person who needs me. I want to be a hero, but not just one time. And that's how I feel, because yes, I want to be rescued by my Prince Charming and all of that dreamy, happy stuff, which kind of grosses me out just thinking about, because I'm really not that gooey kind of girl, but sometimes you can't help it. It just comes out. But I want to do the same for him. I want to rescue him and be his safe place too. I don't know if that makes sense. Hopefully it does. Forgive me if it doesn't. I'm still kind of sick, so. Like I said, organizational skills and focus are really out the window today. Another thing about fairy tales, and I really love them all. I mean, I love stories in general. And the thing about fairy tales is the magic in them. I love it. I love magic. I'm a very science-minded person, but sometimes it's just nice to just sit back and see something and not need to know how it happened or how I was just tricked into, you know, seeing and something that shouldn't have just happened. I know that might make me seem like I'm naive, but it makes me happy. You know, we have enough to think about. I have enough to think about. I don't know about you. There's enough going on. So, you know, with a fairy tale, with like the magic spells or Sword in the Stone with Merlin, you know, even all the magic in Lord of the Rings and just all these different, even like the Force in Star Wars. I mean, just, you can't explain those things. And I mean, I guess there's probably people that have written things and explained them and taken the time, but I just want to enjoy it. I don't need to figure all that out. So I really love the concept of magic, and I really like that aspect in fairy tales. I obviously like the princess, the princess fairy tales, a lot, but at least Disney-wise, it's always been Sword in the Stone. That was always my favorite, because of the magic. So, that was just my random thoughts. Hopefully they lulled you into sleep from being bored. I don't know, or just me being kind of nasally and sick. I wanted to close with a poem I found, and it's called Fairy Tale Logic. And it's by a woman, A.E. Stallings, and it goes, "Fairy tales are full of impossible tasks. Gather the chin hairs of a man-eating goat, or cross a sulfuric lake in a leaky boat. Select the prince from a row of identical masks. Tiptoe up to a dragon where it basks and snatch its bone. Count dust specks, moat by moat. Or learn the phone directory by rote. Always it's impossible what someone asks. You have to fight magic with magic. You have to believe that you have something impossible up your sleeve. The language of snakes, perhaps. An invisible cloak. An army of ants at your beck. Or a lethal joke. The will to do whatever must be done. Marry a monster. Hand over your firstborn son." I like that. Well, obviously, marrying a monster and handing over your firstborn son is a little bit of a stretch to say I like, but I like the will to do whatever must be done. And you have to fight magic with magic. You have to believe that you have something impossible up your sleeve. And I don't know, I just suppose with fairy tales and just my love for my own imagination, I do always have that bit of me that just really believes if there's something I want bad enough that I can make it happen. Never in my life, I don't think, have I ever, and I've done some crazy impossible, or not impossible things, but things that people didn't think I could do. And you really just, you know, you can't listen to people. You just have to, you know, believe in yourself and, you know, believe in your heart and all that cheesy stuff. And I know fairy tales are just stories. And they're not real. They didn't really happen. Cinderella didn't really have a fairy godmother. She didn't really have glass slippers, and she didn't really have talking mice. Which, I mean, I guess is pretty nice. Rhymed. You know, Pinocchio wasn't really a boy. Just, obviously, none of that's real. But somebody, you know, came up with the story. Someone thought it was real enough in their mind to share it. And these stories have lived on for so long. You know, obviously a piece of them is real. And, you know, the people that love these stories. So, I don't know. I kind of just take that as I don't know. I guess I just let myself trust and believe that maybe there's a little magic on my side, that maybe a few impossible things are still yet to happen to me. I don't know. That's probably really cheesy and silly. Hopefully you're listening to this really late at night, and you're just passed out by the time you listen to this one. Anyways, I've been a dork long enough. I hope you're all wonderful, and I'd love to hear about your favorite fairy tales, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.